Gotham City. I am Oswald Cobblepot, but you may call me the Penguin.
Croc and Cheetah working together. That's new.
Why?
It's not just them, Red Robin. There's also thieves. Cobblepot is planning something big.
Come, my animalitia. The wolf, tiger, the bat. We still have much to do before the fireworks begin.
The spoiling at the movies, we just gave a 50-minute long rant to Wayne about technology in the 21st century and 2015 and life, pretty much, you know, of how things work today. But Wayne's not hearing it. Still lives in the 70s and the 80s and shit like that. So,
is Jurassic Park 3 the one with the talking velociraptor the in the dream? Is that that one?
And that'd be Luke.
Yeah, if that's that one, maybe you got a point. I have them both equal.
Don't help Wayne out, Luke. He says he got bigger balls than you right now. You ain't got to help him right now. But anyway, let Wayne suffer himself. So we're here to talk about, it's my month, and what I picked, Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts. I didn't even know this was the original to that sequel I sent you guys. Was the first one, which was, what the fuck was the name of that one? Monster Mayhem?
Oh, fuck. What? There was another one.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, so like that, the picture I sent, the poster, the one with that fake-ass Joker on the cover of it?
Fake ass everything.
Apparently, this is a new series that neither of us have ever heard about. But
wonder why.
This is a new series of the Batman thing or whatever. And I gotta say, it's not as bad as Batman Forever, but it's pretty fucking boring and terrible. I gotta say. And obviously, okay, well, go ahead and give a plot synopsis. Batman gets the bunch of other fruitcakes in this movie. You got. I'm not going to lie, I saw the suit, and I was like, okay, well, I heard the voice, all right, that's cool. And then Nightwing popped up, and I said, fuck this movie. That colorful-ass suit he was wearing, I said, I don't like it. And then, Green Arrow, Flash, and the rest of them show up and stuff like that, and they're out to stop. Apparently, this is an origin to the Penguin, but not everyone else, because it seems like the Justice League has been formed already, because everybody knows everybody already. But apparently the villains haven't been known. Penguin is here looking like a retarded, beefed up, steroid taking macho. He looks like fucking Stallone actually in this film.
Stallone.
And he's got the traits of Gotham's Penguin. A little fact there, folks, for you. Yes, he's like a Penguin in Gotham. Even when they call him Penguin in this movie, he gets irritated by him. I don't know if you guys, a little spark in your heart grew back bigger when you just like, oh, I remember I used to review that show. Yeah. And basically, he's just the Batman and this group of heroes, if you will, are just trying to stop the robotic, what do they call them? Animal science, whatever the fuck this group was called. It was the weirdest shit I've ever heard. I was like, I never thought I would hear something be called that in Batman mythos. But yet, something was called. It was called the Animal Ciphers or some shit like that. It was.
Yes, I forgot the exact name. Some to that extent.
It was some stupid animal clique. There you go. I don't know.
What? The animal clique?
That too. You got, who was it? You got Killer Croc, Cheetah, Man-Bat, and who was the other one? Man-Bat, Cheetah, Killer Croc.
Big gorilla. That fucking silverback motherfucker.
Oh, silverback. Yeah, that fucking, that faking rip-off other monkey or whatever.
Gorilla Grande motherfucker.
Billy Grug.
And you got Penguin leading them. And basically his plan is, which is funny as shit too, the end of this plan is for him to send a meteor to destroy Earth so he can get gold. What the fuck are you going to do with that gold?
He was bringing a meteor down on Gotham City so he could mine the gold.
Because they showed you a fucking blueprint map. It destroyed the world. And the only thing that was going to be safe was this little bubble dome he had. How the fuck would you know that bubble dome would work if this meteor has the power to destroy a planet damn near, or at least the cities that are like in the radius of it and shit like that? And then your plan is to gather the gold from the meteor. It's just like, what the fuck are you going to do with this gold?
It's all that gold. Who gives a shit about money?
But if people live, how the fuck are you going to use this gold? People going to have you on the most wanted list. Where the fuck are you going to use this gold at?
But he's invented all this technology of all these machines and animals that people are, he could make billions of dollars off. He doesn't need that fucking gold anyway.
Thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, people was talking shit about him, and then as soon as he revealed those animal robots, they were like, oh, shit, he's cool as fuck. Oh, that's awesome, yeah. And by the way, one of the biggest insults in here, to me, the voice of Nightwing is fucking Terry McGinnis.
Oh, I knew that voice was for me.
Wasn't it?
It was fucking Terry McGinnis. How the fuck do you go from being probably the best non-Bruce Wayne Batman adaptation to a sidekick bullshit character like this? How insulting. This was insulting.
I'll tell you how you get worse. You become the Flash and become a complete fucking idiot in this movie. Worst version of the fucking Flash I've seen.
Oh, well, shit, there's a lot of them, but...
Flash, Tail, Red Robin, oh, God, everybody was fucking terrible in this film.
And why was this like the B-League Justice League? Couldn't they get Superman and Green Lantern?
Hey, Cody Wayne, you never seen Red Robin on screen before, have you?
Yeah, now we know why.
Hey, now I never want to.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but Jamie just put on her Facebook... In sand, J loves W.
Give me that shit back.
I saw that. I saw that photo. I saw that.
Well, you a bitch now. That poor girl.
What do you mean? She got a charming boyfriend.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, look at her.
Got a corny ass boyfriend.
You got a corny ass boyfriend. He's so corny, Wayne.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it.
And as long as you live up to it, that'd be fine. Corny ass fucker. I wonder what your pickup lines are now.
No, you don't want to go there.
Hey, can I possibly buy you dinner? I got these flowers for you. Here you go.
Definitely not that.
Do you like Rocky?
Hey, that's a good. That's a good one. What are you talking about?
Would you like to watch He-Man with me?
She didn't even know who the fuck He-Man was. Yeah. Insulting.
Oh, then I say it again, poor girl, then. Once again. I have an understanding that she probably will find out sooner or later. So, another thing, too. Nightwing. That wasn't Nightwing. That was just Terry McGinnis being Batman. Okay, he had no charm, no personality of Dick Grayson whatsoever.
No.
Whatsoever. The Flash is voiced by Charlie Schlatter.
What? Splatter?
Hey, Cody, thanks for that photo. I'm so pumped.
Fuck you, Cody.
It's photos like this that Wayne needs to be on Instagram to pay attention of how much we fuck with him when he's not paying attention.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, you would if you see how many times we laugh off your expense here.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yes, you do.
Nah.
But if anybody knows that, this is not the first time he was Flash.
Don't tell me Justice League War.
No, Lego Batman 3. He was the Flash in that.
Oh, awesome.
He was also Tim Drake as well.
Jesus.
And in Lego Dimensions, the video game, he plays the Flash.
That's his problem.
And in Lego Batman, the movie, DC Heroes, yeah, he's the Flash. Hey, Wayne, I hate to tell you, but I think he's the Flash.
He's not the fucking... He's shocking as a Flash. He gets caught up by a bit of rope and can't get out of it. How the fuck could that trap the Flash?
Fucking how was that a plan? And then what was his line when Flash got free? How did you escape from
this? How did you escape? I calculated a 0.2 chance you'd escape. Fuck off. It's a bit of rope around his leg.
I got another one for you, too. How about this motherfucking monkey pulling some Transformers 4 shit with this nigga flying at the end of this movie?
Couldn't fly ever before, and all of a sudden he jets off with a fucking rocket in his back.
This motherfucker makes a scene when they escape from that zoo, whatever it was, that they needed backups to fly out of there and shit. And then this fucking movie, this nigga's got a jetpack. A fucking jetpack.
But he was in robot. He was in robot form then.
He was in robot form. Okay.
Pulled Optimus.
He pulled Optimus shit. Yeah. Oh my god, this dude that played Flash, he was in the Punisher video game too.
Who did he play in that?
He was one of the crackhead prisoners.
Oh, okay.
How appropriate.
He also was in Spider-Man 3 playing the video game, playing one of the thugs as well. He's got a lot of work in video games and TV shit and stuff. He was in Touched by an Angel.
Oh, that shows about pedophiles.
In this photo of him.
Touched by an Angel. Oh, I love being touched by an angel.
I can tell.
Yeah, we know.
As long as they touch certain spots, it's all good.
Old Wayne, I would have laughed that off and been like, yeah, right. But then, you know, this one. Holy shit, he even played Flash in the Superman animated show.
Oh, wow.
Wayne, okay. He is the Flash.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Flash.
He is the Flash.
God,
that's the Flash.
He's
played the Flash in pretty much every mainstream Flash, whatever.
Walking into the Batcave. Oh, why didn't they have Wi-Fi? Oh, fuck off.
Damn, he played Ferris Bueller in the TV series, too.
I made a TV series of shit?
Yeah.
What?
You guys don't remember that shit back in the 90s?
No.
I think it was 91 or 90. He played, yeah, it was 1990 through 91, yep. He played Ferris Bueller in the TV series.
Well, Luke
had it was just one season, but it had a whole season about
that. Yeah, Luke just said that's where Jennifer Anderson started.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Wayne, I expect you to know that. You're supposed to be our resident go-to old-school guy. Damn, we need to replace you with Luke now.
Please do.
Luke wouldn't watch this shit. I can already tell you that right now.
No, he wouldn't.
This is the Flash, Wayne. I hate to tell you. He is the Flash.
He is not the fucking Flash.
Yeah, he's the Flash.
Yeah. So, basically, what this movie sums up. So, we did a lot of old movies of Batman or whatever. We did, you know, Mystery of the Batwoman and stuff like that. That was back in the childhood of when we grew up. Now, this is why I picked this movie is because this is the Batman of today's children.
What do you guys think of this? It was fucking horseshit.
It is an hour-long fucking toy commercial. That's all it is.
Hey,
a toy commercial.
What looked worse, Gotham's in this movie or Gotham and Joel Schumacher's movie? Because they look the same, damn.
Oh, there. Well, oh, yeah. I don't know.
It kind of looked like, what's that Arnold Schwarzenegger Total Recall? The buildings and shit.
The real Mars movie.
The real Mars movie.
No, I haven't seen The Martian yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, go see it, Luke. You'll like it. But anyway, this is the real Batman movie, Luke. How'd you know?
This is definitely... This is what Man of Steel, whatever it is, just Batman vs. Superman turns into. Bring back fucking... No, just bring back Bruce Timms anyway, please.
What did you think of this Gotham, though, boys?
It's speechless.
Well, you know, when it first came on, because this is our first time watching it, people. When it first came on, I literally thought I was watching Batman Beyond, because I saw the suit and shit, and I was just like, so is this if Bruce Wayne would have stayed young in the future, what the fuck is this? And then you see the buildings, the cars can fly and shit like that. I was just like, oh, this is a whole new fucking take on Batman right here.
Yeah, it seemed like they really didn't know where exactly they wanted to go with it. It seemed they wanted to have a little bit of that new age shit, a little bit of the classic Batman, because this has shades of that, what was that TV series called? Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold, yeah.
Yeah, this has shades of that, but it also has shades of, you know, that Saturday morning cartoon shit. I'm talking about the new Saturday morning cartoons, not like... Well, the old days, like the old Batman, the animated series, not that shit like that, but you know what I mean.
I think this is one of the first times I literally can say this is one of the first DC animated films that looked like it went straight to Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can tell.
They all go straight to Blu-ray, but at least some of them have quality where you could be like, I can see where this could probably make it to mainstream television and fucking straight to Netflix or anything like that. But
just look at the animation of Robin versus Batman, the one where you just reviewed, compared to this shit.
Oh, Batman vs. Robin? Yeah, that had more of a animated movie-style feel where it felt like it could have been in theaters. Whereas in this shit, this straight-up said, like Cody just said, it looked like it was some straight-to-Saturday morning cartoon shit of today's standards.
It's like it's like comparing, just say, like Christopher Nolan's Batman to Z making a Batman movie.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I
would love to see a Z Batman film. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, with the Joker and the Loki mixed in one.
Yeah, you gotta get a bit of Avengers and some Batman. There you go.
That's gonna be the greatest villain of all time. And then charismatic and menacing. Oh my god.
Charismatic and menacing.
I can't wait to see his character. I really can't. I hope he tells us which one it is, too.
Yeah, because we're not gonna be able to fucking pick it.
Yeah, we have a trail picking it out, I imagine.
Wouldn't that be funny if it's him?
Oh god.
Hey, see, where's this character that's supposed to be like Joker and Loki? He's right there. It's me. Oh.
No.
You know what? See, take my $11.95. I want to see this movie.
Well, just think, you're going to get an advanced screening. How lucky are you?
How lucky would that be if we got first screenings of that to go see it in theaters?
Nah.
Come on, all three of us go to Ohio and watch it together.
I am not flying to the other side of the world to watch a movie directed by Chad, so I'm sorry.
I would. Honestly, I would.
It's fuck.
I'm not going to lie. That'd be an awesome vacation. I would love to do that.
You know, we just lie to him and tell him it was a good movie. Like, you see the look on our faces, like our mouths are just open to the shit we just saw, and he asked us, he got the audacity to ask us, what'd you guys think?
We'll go there, and they'll give us one of his little screener cards to fill out.
I wonder if he does that. Give you free to cards at the end of the movie. Hey, Wayne, we can do it just like in Jordan's video. We go out to dinner with the
family. Oh, don't you? Jeez, God.
We're the only three sitting
there
like...
Sorry, guys. Sorry, I can't be here.
We'd be the only three sitting there like, wow, people like this movie. Like,
just lucky those two don't collaborate and direct a movie together. Fuck.
It'd be the most pretentious bullshit. Did you ever fucking see?
Oh, John.
But back to this movie. What you guys think of the voice working here? Let's go back to Batman now. We start off in there. Voice Batman was Roger Craig Smith. Never fucking heard of this guy before.
I thought he was. He's Kevin Conroy.
I think he actually did Batman's voice on Arkham Origins. I think.
Oh my God. He did a lot of voice work for cartoons. He was also in, he did Batman's voice in Batman Dark Flight. You remember that short? That came out this year.
Yeah. He was also Chris Redfield in the Resident Evil games.
And he plays in the sequel to this, Monster Mayhem. He does Batman's voice. He also did Disney Infinity 3.0. He plays Captain America. Damn, he plays Batman and Captain America. God damn, shit. What a career. Shit, that's two of the biggest superheroes ever. Apparently he was in that crappy ass show playing Captain America and Hulk and Agent of Smash. I can't believe they even had Captain America in that crappy ass show. He did what else? He did Transformers Robots in Disguise.
They actually named something that Transform Robots in Disguise. How unoriginal.
We probably talked about this last year on our Comic-Con talk and I think I talked about it. It's a new TV show that came out this year. He did Ultimate Spider-Man, he played Captain Damn, this is Captain America. Look at this.
That's him.
Damn, they got. He did it. Iron Man and Captain America, Heroes United, he played Captain America. Batman Arkham Origins, he played Bruce Wayne. He did the voice of, he did that, Arkham, what the fuck?
Yeah, he did a fantastic job of Arkham Origins. What happened here?
He did Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, and Assassin's Creed 2.
What'd you say, Black Fag? What?
Flag.
Black Flag.
Motherfucker.
Black Fag. So that's a funny show.
That's a video. Okay, Wayne, goddamn, get a PS4, goddamn, or an Xbox, whatever. Just get a new system, man. He did Saints Row 4. He got a lot of great work on it. He did Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah, he's done a few.
Wow, all right then. So,
Well, I didn't hate him as the voice of Batman, though. I think it's a bad dialogue. But...
Cody, how did you feel about his voice?
Like Wayne said, his voice is fine, just... His dialogue is shitty.
I didn't mind his voice work either. I thought that was probably the best thing going for this fucking movie. It was one thing you said in here, you can't fuck Batman up, and I think we're starting to see that even with the crappy properties of it. The voice work is just always going to be fine with these movies, I see.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Green Arrow.
Oh, God.
I don't know. That dude was straight off some CD shit. You saw his little hair and his little hat covering up one eye and shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He was like some undercover model or something like that.
Green Arrow. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed this. You know, he had that little tracking device thing that he flicked onto the Penguin's leg. On our Man-Bat's leg, right? Mm-hmm. He's standing in front of a podium.
He flicks
it, and the podium is gone, and somehow lands on his leg, and the next it's back there. I'm like, fuck, that is a good shot even for Arrow.
Because the very next scene you see
when they zoom out, it's podium is back, but yet it tacked it on his leg. I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
It somehow fucking hooked around all these people and hooked onto his leg. Fucking stupid.
He was standing right next to him.
And the thing is, if you notice that in the first viewing, it's bad animation.
They did not give a fuck about the animation in
Oh, God, no.
where are we at now? Man, these guys did a lot of fucking voice work. I'm looking up that track right here, man. They got some...
These dudes are putting their time, that's for sure.
We already talked about Nightwing with Wilfredo and how insulting was that motherfucker, man. You supposed to be leading the legacy of Batman, man, not doing this bullshit. You supposed to be... Where the fuck is my Batman Beyond movie? Where the fuck is that at, Cody? Where the fuck is that at?
We're still waiting for it.
Still waiting for that shit.
Still waiting for it.
I want to see my fucking Batman. Everybody's always talking about... Oh, get a black Spider-Man, get a black James Bond, get a black... Where the fuck is something different with my Batman then? And my Batman... There's no other character that can be changed differently right now than Batman, and it would actually work because they actually did it before with Batman Beyond, and yet they have not talked about this shit yet. What's up with that shit?
Jaden Smith. That's Terry McGinnis.
Okay, never mind. Let's just stop right there. Okay, never mind. Bruce Wayne ain't so bad no more.
They can always change it for the worse.
They would get a white guy. It'd be white. Oh, wait, I forgot what time we live in now.
Yeah.
Red Robin.
Idris Elba. I'm young enough to play Terry McGinnis.
Hey, no.
Oh, God.
No. You get the right choice. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. There you go. Looks like him and everything. Got his hair slicked back like him and all that. It looked just like him. I mean, how the fuck could you mess that up? You got him on a DC Warner Brothers Batman film and shit. You were talking about him taking the mantle of Batman. How the fuck could you not what's going on here? Everything is just laid out. It's like Nolan idiot-proofed that shit by laying out something for Warner Brothers here and there, and they just went 20 steps ahead of that shit, whatever, and said, no, it's not going to work. We got something else in store, man.
It's DC. You got to remember that.
Fuck, man. Shit. I thought that was the closest we got to possibly seeing a Batman Beyond film. Now we look like we 20 steps more backwards now on this shit. I was like, yeah, we ain't never going to see that. I'm going to be dead by the time they make this shit.
Yeah,
sadly, but yeah, you will be. Because they won't do it. While they've got Batman and Bruce Wayne Batman to market off, they'll keep using that all the time.
Nobody gives a fuck if it's Bruce Wayne. Let's be real. At this point, nobody gives a fuck about if it's Bruce Wayne or whoever the fuck it is and shit. As long as Batman's there, that's all they care about. And as long as he has the traits of the Bruce Wayne that crazy Bruce Wayne we know and shit. God damn it, dude. Is that so fucking hard to ask for? Warner Brothers, come on now. Shit. Cody, you got to work at Warner Brothers. You got to make that shit happen. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I know. I got to ease my way on inside, man. I got to make it happen.
If I want something in life, I want that. That's what I want. Wayne, that's what I want for my birthday. Make it happen.
All right, I'll get Chad to milk his way into it after he's
okay,
fucking...
never mind. Asking you was a terrible fucking idea. Shit.
He should have known that. You know, he does birthday gifts, man.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen his... Red Robin. I thought that was the burger joint. I was hungry when I heard that. And that was Robin. By Yuri Lowenthal, whatever the fuck you pronounce his name.
Yuri, what? I don't know how you say that shit.
I thought he was annoying as shit.
Which bloody Robin was he meant to be? Was it Jason or Dick? Not Dick.
You talking about like Jason or Tim or something like that?
Because I never said it.
That was supposed to be Tim.
Oh, okay. Too old.
Because Jason becomes the Red Hood, obviously. We know that. Goddamn, what's his fucking name? Dick, he becomes Nightwing. And Tim becomes Red Robin, which I don't even know why they even made that change in the comics. I thought it was just one of the stupidest fucking changes. Well, I remember they saying that, because not a lot of people thought Tim was a good Robin at the time, which I think is fucking asinine.
Who gives a fuck what people think?
Yeah, how the fuck is changing his suit to red any better, man?
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
What the fuck is that dude? I thought this character was annoying as shit in this film.
Yeah, he was teenager, over-the-top annoyance.
I agree.
Oh, he was a Ninja Turtle in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the TV series that just came out.
There you go,
No, ha, you motherfucker.
He was also Jimmy Olsen in Justice League Gods and Monsters, and Jor-El. Wow.
Hey, what? Hang on. Jimmy Olsen and Jor-El?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the range right there.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Cody, you're going to love this. He was in Lego Jurassic World, the video game.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Cody's like, I ain't never going to play that fucking game. Hey, Cody, that's the closest you ever going to get to a Jurassic World game.
Actually, no, that's a good point. How can they not have had a proper Jurassic Park or Jurassic World game by now? What the fuck?
There's a lot of fucking games they made as a fucking promise.
Make it a GTA-style fucking open-world Jurassic Park game. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be the way to do it.
You guys played that Mad Max game? That's how you fucking do a Jurassic
World. Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Oh, I haven't played it yet.
He's the biggest Mad Max fan out of them. When I told him I got that game, Cody, I was like, how the fuck you don't have this yet, Wayne?
Come on. I'm shocked.
Un-Australian, I know. It's very un-Australian.
It is very un-Australian. You might as well go watch Pitch Perfect 2 then.
Fuck it. Jesus Christ.
You might as well. You might as well fucking watch it.
It does the Mad Max name justice, I must say.
Yeah, it does. You know why, Wayne? It's because it had a real Australian in it with Rebel Wilson.
Fuck.
Rebel Wilson, true Australian.
Yeah, Luke. That's why you were so mad that time when this did better than a Mad Max. That's the reason why. It was a real Australian in that film. And you had a British guy playing Mad Max. I know how you guys feel about the British. Hating him and shit.
His uncle's nephew was Australian, so we're claiming Tom Hardy.
It doesn't matter. He's British, though.
We're claiming.
Tom Hardy's British. The Australians didn't want to see that British man play Mad Max and insult his character, so they went to go see a real Australian movie with Rebel Wilson and Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah, some fat, bloated, blonde-headed pig. Yeah, that'd be right.
Australians, they know who to respect. They didn't want to see their character defamed by a British fuckwit. That's what it was.
But even then,
where the Australians came from. I really do.
People still forget Mel Gibson was American anyway.
Yeah, no, they don't see that, though. We don't know what Mel Gibson is.
We do now.
Now we do. Hey, so this guy that played Red Robin, he's also a voice of a Game of Thrones Telltale game, too. He plays Finn, Eric, and Tom.
Okay.
Right on. He's in Resident Evil Revelations 2. Wow, he's got a... Man, these people got a huge-ass fucking track record of...
I wish fucking Resident Evil would have a revelation. Like, make a good game for a change. Fucking over there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, never mind. Fuck this guy. He was in Beware the Batman. That still is the worst Batman animated adaptation I've fucking seen today. That show is terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, that's the one that died off really quickly. I was trying to think which one that was.
That shit had a whole season, though.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Is that when Alfred had a gun?
Season. Yeah, you think...
Was it a whole season?
Yeah, you think this series had... I mean, whatever the shit is, that had terrible animation? You should watch Beware the Batman. My God. Animation in that is blocky as fuck.
Cody, if you suggest that, I'll stab you.
That's a TV show. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, God, no. Yeah, it's a TV show. No, fuck no.
Actually, we could review it, though.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah. No.
Wayne, I'm going to Wayne say Cody, but it's your turn next, Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
the voice work in here, I think Batman personally for me was on. I ain't going to lie, I didn't mind Nightwing's voice. It was just insulting to the fact that that wasn't Nightwing. He wasn't even trying to be Nightwing at the same time. he didn't have that Neil Patrick Harris charm to him, if you will.
He seemed more of just a dick. He was always arguing with... It was the dick at Flash trying to help him and shit. Yeah.
I even do like that line he said, though. It was just like, that was a weird-ass team-up. And it was like, yeah, which ones? Them or us? And I was like, yeah, that fucking team-up came out of nowhere. Where the fuck was that?
I wonder where Superman was during this time. Or Green Lantern.
Superman was being a cunt and just listening to everything go down. And then Green Lantern just said, it's not my fucking problem.
Yeah, it was like the B-grade Justice League. You know, no Wonder Woman, no Green Lantern, no Superman.
Do you really consider Wonder Woman high up there over the Flash?
Well, she's got to do the ironing for the Justice League and do the laundry and shit, so...
This is a Batman movie. That's why they gave him...
They need to do. They need to make a Wonder Woman movie where she just does the cooking in the kitchen and shit, just to piss off all those feminist fucking idiots out there and make them realize where they belong.
I'm not going to lie. A part of me hopes that movie doesn't do that well in the box office so I can laugh at motherfuckers talking about how badly they want that movie and yet they don't go see it. I think the irony of that would just be funny as shit.
No, it would be, and it's going to happen. It has to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, but, I mean, how much is that movie going to cost, though? I don't even think it's going to cost that much, so I'm not really...
I don't know, because they're talking about doing some thing where it takes place like two time periods and shit, so...
Okay, well then never mind. Jesus Christ. How the fuck do you complicate this shit?
I don't know, man. So,
it's going to be very cheap. How are they going to make the invisible plane? It'll be fucking easy.
It's that shit's going to be in there. I don't fucking know.
I got a question, Cody. You probably know more about this than I do because I give a fuck about Wonder Woman. Is it an origin film?
I don't know. I just know it has something to do with her. Like, it's supposed to be like old, you know, like over like 1,000 years old, like some Thor type shit. So, and I'm sure, like back in like the 40s or some shit, and like so a lot of times.
Obviously, we can't really answer this until we see Dawn of Justice. Is she being Gotham in this movie? Is she going to be on her island?
Is she going to be in Gotham in Dawn of Justice, you said?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, like, no, in her solo film. Because we know in the Dawn of Justice, it kind of looks like either she's in Gotham or Metropolis or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the solo film, is she going to go back to where she's from or is she going to stay in the city?
Man, I don't have a fucking clue. I'm assuming there has to be something. It has to take place in Themyscira at some point.
I want
to
see her fight Hades.
Yeah, I think he's in there.
Is he going to be the main villain?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I still wonder what the fuck she's doing in Dawn of Justice, but all right.
Guess we'll find out.
She's there to make Bruce Wayne's meals, that's why. where do you think she got that armor from? He bought it for her. He bought it at that store in Culver City called A Touch of Romance.
That's what's called the Rage.
Yeah, and she's like, Bruce, are you sure this place is where you get armor from? He's like, oh, yeah. I get armor for all the powerful females.
Bullshit. We all know he gets Alfred to make that shit like he did for Robin and Batman Forever.
Okay, let's not compare probably a good Batman to some piece of shit faggot-ass Batman that's getting dressed up by his butler and shit. Come on now.
Who's your tailor?
We're not trying to go back to that fucking Batman now. Damn, Alfred was barely in this fucking movie, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot he was in the fucking film.
I gotta say, I thought I would have more to say about this movie. I thought I'd be a little bit more outraged, but there really isn't a lot going on. I think the plot here is very basic and simple. I think the moving of the film moves along just well. If anything, it's just more than it's just the characters itself was shitty and the plot was generic as hell. But I really don't have like a Batman Forever rant to go off.
I think his biggest problem is it's forgettable. It's just dull and forgettable.
Yeah, dull, forgettable.
So this is what kids today watch, huh?
These kids are fucking idiots.
Man, children's TV today is fucking awful. It really is. Really bad.
Yeah. I will say, the continuity of DC animation, as far as their TV show, this kind of lives up to it because that Arrow show looked just like this animation and shit.
Oh, God.
Man, don't bring up that shit.
What's that Teen Titans Go look just like this shit, too?
God damn it.
I'm still reckon kids today, if you put on the animated series, the good one, they would rather watch that than any of this shit.
You know Z has never seen the animated series?
What?
Damn, Luke. Was that Luke?
I literally just rewatched season one. That is the peak of Batman. Any Batman. Seriously. I'm done. See you later.
I don't own the animated series, but it is on Amazon Prime. I have been rewatching it every fucking month. That is the greatest Batman thing
easily. The characters are pretty much perfect in it. What the hell's wrong with Z? No Star Wars, like Bond. Oh,
it is 22 minutes an episode, and it is fucking fantastic how much they cram into 22 minutes with characters, story, villain arcs, and shit. I am blown away by how good that show is. Still,
and you give a shit about the characters in it. That's like it's not just comic book like cardboard. You actually give a shit about all the characters in it. That's what made it work, and the environment and the character. Oh, hold on, I need to go to the toilet. I'll be back in a second.
What the fuck?
Okay, I'm about to go to a huge rousing speech.
Like, I tell you, Batman gets him excited.
I don't know if that was a positive or a negative. You trying to say the atmosphere was shit?
No, it's giving him something else.
Yeah, quite literal with it.
I've never seen the animated series as an adult. I always watched them when I was a teenager or younger. Shit, this is the first, since the first time I told you guys I was rewatching them and stuff like that. I appreciate that show so much as an adult. It's not even fucking funny how great that show is and how that was a standard for TV shows back then. A lot of the superhero cartoon shows back then was just standard. And you look at it today, like Teen Titans Go.
Me and Wayne, I was saying to Wayne on the holiday, I'm back from the toilet, by the way. We were really lucky because Dad brought home, on the DVD, is the original pilot that Dad brought home when he was at Warner Brothers, that like years before the cartoon came out.
I'll suck for that if you send it to me.
When we sat and watched it, it was like, the whole thing was, like, we had this secret that it was going to be really good, and we had to wait, like, 2-3 years for it. And it lived up to all those expectations, even you know, waiting that long for it. I really wish it was back.
Another thing, too, is that they didn't even have to put a main villain in the show. It could be just some street thug, and it was still one of the best episodes you've ever seen.
Even the dude in the first season, there's a guy who just has kids underneath in the sewer, and he's fucking asshole. And, like, it just really works.
I remember that one.
How about we just talk about the animated series and fuck this film?
Favorite episode, though, is when Batgirl got poisoned by
Scorpion. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Cody, you know this shit fucking Batgirl.
Yeah, I know you.
Woo!
Oh, you just want to fuck Batgirl.
You know
that. God, Batgirl, that was back when she was in her prime. You know, I don't know what they're doing her now. Fuck her. But, oh my God, Batgirl back in the day. Oh my God, I don't know about y'all, but I jerked the fuck off of that girl. Still do, actually. But,
yeah, I was going to say, you still do.
She was pretty attractive in Batman Beyond in her 80s.
Oh my God, I would still hit that. That's all,
Mr. One.
Yeah, but Z has never watched the animated series.
That's fucked. That is really... I'm really starting to wonder about this guy.
That was the most shocking thing I have ever
seen
in my life. I thought everyone in our age and older has watched that show.
Especially because he's into comic book shit, isn't he? Like, he's into, like DC and Marvel and all that. How could he have not seen this?
I can deal with him being a pedophile, but I can't deal with him not watching Batman the Animated Series.
He never watched any of the animated stuff until I introduced him into, like, the animated movies and stuff.
He can't be a filmmaker without watching that. I'm sorry.
I thought everyone from my age and older, or our age group, whatever, and older, has watched anime. When he said he didn't never watch anime, I had a pause. I was like, I never heard that. I was like, what? I thought we grew up with that shit. That was our cartoon. You know?
Because at that age, even though me and Luke are a little bit old and you motherfuckers, it was aimed at adults. So it was like a little thing for kids to secretly watch in some ways, even though it was aimed for it was a dark cartoon.
First episode, Batman's bleeding all over the place after Man-Bat.
Yeah, I remember that. That was cool. Oh, it was the first Batman property to use martial arts too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that episode where he traveled, I think it was to Japan or something like that, and he had to fight his old master?
Yeah, and he's got to reunite with him. Yeah, that was cool.
That was fucking badass, man. See, that was the thing, that's what I'm talking about. They never had to crowbar a Joker or Two-Face into a film or anything like that, or the episodes, to make them better or whatever. Those shows stood on their own because of the storytelling itself, and the characters were... Actually, I would say even some of those characters, like I just named, were far better than some of the characters that are in his role gallery.
Yeah, no argument. Like, why didn't they give Bruce Timm the movies? Yeah, sorry.
That's the biggest fucking question in all of superheroes.
He should overlook Justice League, for sure.
I'm telling you, I've told Cody before.
George Miller's just passed on Man of Steel 2, hasn't he? I read that the other day. I think he's not doing it anymore.
Would you want to do it?
Yeah, but wasn't this piece of shit meant to be? Wasn't this meant to be Man of Steel 2? Wasn't Batman vs. Superman meant to be the Man of Steel 2?
That's what Zack Snyder said, yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to be, but that didn't work out because Iron Man 3 made $1 billion and Superman didn't, so...
Yeah, there you go.
So, there you go. It's all about passion, Wayne. I guess final thoughts about this movie. I'm not gonna lie, I could care less about this fucking film. What you gotta think of the ending, I guess, then?
Oh, I can't remember the ending. I remember the gold falling down or whatever, and Flash running off to put some devices to the shield generator went up with some shit. And
Why did you have
that Man Bat guy just create those devices for all the superheroes instead of just him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did Batman already have that technology?
You know what? I don't think they answered that.
It just came out of nowhere, right?
You honestly, you mean that suit where he walks through the generated shield thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they fucking ever told. He just had it.
Oh, and not to mention another Batman Beyond related thing. He called that robotic dog Ace.
Oh yeah, he did too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm sorry.
Oh shit, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, that was not Ace. I was like, that is
he's,
not Ace.
Yeah.
See, this is Elixin. That's why he names his dog Ace. Perfect.
Name his fucking dog Ace, man.
That's a badass name. Don't get me wrong, but ain't no fucking robotic dog replacing my Batman Beyond Ace.
Yeah.
That dog did more work than Wonder Woman's ever done in the Justice League. There you go.
Did more detective work than Gordon Gotham, that's for sure.
Oh, that dog has done more work than that whole cast of Gotham.
Yeah, maybe that's where the Gotham should have been. Ace, the TV series.
I'd watch that movie. I'd watch that movie over fucking Blue Beetle. There you go. Hey, I'd watch Ace the Dog. If that's the closest I can get to Batman Beyond, fuck it, I'll watch it. Ace the Dog, yes. I want to see that dog was badass. No. I remember he went on a mission with Terry, and he helped him. I remember that.
He helped him all the time.
He helped him beat the Joker, didn't he? If I remember
Ace
right.
Ace was loyal. He was everything that you ever wanted in a dog. He was the greatest.
Goddamn! I know when you get a pet dog now, you call the fucking thing Ace.
It's a female. I got that Siberian Husky, but it's a female, so I just named her. Named her Ace. So whatever. His name is Ace. Damn, you caught me there. Okay, well.
Hey, I can't blame you for that. As you said, you know what? That's what's great about Batman Beyond. Everyone loves the animated series so much, you forget how great Batman Beyond was.
It was a great spinoff and a great sideshow to the animated series if the animated series had to end. I don't think anything has ever been that great.
Bring that shit back. Bring it back. That, even if they did an animated movie of Batman Beyond now, I'll be all for that, with Terry McGinnis being a bit older.
Remember, me and Cody went to the panel of that Batman Beyond shit, and them motherfuckers straight up said, we didn't really know what we was doing with that show.
I remember.
That shit was, like, they lay in a straight look on their face like, yeah, we didn't really know what we was doing. But here, let's talk about this comic, though. It's like, nobody give a fuck about that comic. What about that movie?
Give a fuck.
About that goddamn movie. Shit. That's back when DC was dominating, was in his prime of animation, when it was the top anime gods of that time.
When it was the shit.
You was in tears when you saw the anime series come to an end, but then when Beyond came on, you was just like, oh wow, this is damn near just as good as Beyond. And like, hey, I love it. I'm with it. That series was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, and look what came after that. Brave and the Bold and Bold and the Beautiful, whatever it's called.
That was that
the
Batman.
The Batman. How original that title was.
I'm sure Luke would love to watch that movie.
Yeah, we should watch Batman versus Dracula.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
No, yeah, that's only me and Luke. Me and Luke should have to watch that shit because I've never seen it.
Boy, I thought you were about to say something.
Final thoughts, Cody. What do you think about this, man?
I really don't have a lot to say about this film. Like, it's not the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Granted, it's terrible. I mean, it's a fucking kid show. That's what it is. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, it's nowhere near as bad as fucking Batman Forever. Like come on. Like,
oh, God.
Let's be real. That shit is insulting. This is just, it's just child's play, man. It's just, honestly, at the end of the day, the conclusion is, it's just really not for us.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
Not our Batman no more.
Yeah, that's not our Batman. I'm sure kids will love it. They'll enjoy the hell of it. And I can see why. Yeah, it's fun. It's cute to look at. It's simple. And, you know, it's nothing complex about it. There's nothing overly fucking, you know, horrific about it. It's just not for me. So, honestly,
can I ask a question then? As critics reviewing this movie right now, then, what do you think? You probably won't even know this because we don't hang around fucking the audience that hangs. He's perfect for this movie. We should call him right now. What do you think in this stands out that kids would enjoy from it now today?
I mean, honestly, the action sequences, they're not bad.
Yeah.
They're really not that bad at all. I mean, they're fine. I mean, there's nothing that stands out about it necessarily, but. Dude, for what it is, it's fine.
I'm sure they'll
love
the suits and shit like that, too.
Yeah, the suits are fine. I mean, they
had the short ears, Cody. I know you love that.
I do love the short ears, yes.
They had it, man.
I'll give them that. You love some short Batman ears.
Hey, beat Ben Affleck, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going that far. I mean, even the designs, I mean, I don't particularly gravitate towards them, but I can see why kids will like them, because they're very, you know, cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Well, it is a fucking cartoon, so I guess it's kind of a weird thing to say, but you know what I mean.
What is this on Cartoon Network? I have not seen this TV show yet.
Is it a TV show?
I read about it. It said it's a series. Universe is what it's called. That's why they all call it Unlimited. It's based on a series of this shit or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Until I read about it. So.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to have to pull a cord. I got to give this 2 ratings, man. For kids, I would give it a... I would give it a stream.
They didn't have any black people in here, so it's not going to do well.
Okay? Yeah, it's not going to do well.
That's what he would say. Remember,
Batman won't be popular until he has a black person playing him.
Furious 7 showed you that black people bring in money.
Yeah, that's true.
So did Straight Outta Compton. And this one...
Oh, well, then Creed's going to be huge, then, of course.
Well, Star Wars is going to be
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, John Boyega. Oh, yeah.
Got a black character in it, so.
Got a black character in it, man. Yeah.
If Bond get a black character, that movie will make $3 billion. Guaranteed.
Yep.
Just guaranteed.
Exactly. Yeah, so for kids, yeah, I'll give it a high stream it for the kids, for the children, if you will. But for myself, it's getting straight up fucking.
straight fair fuck it.
Yeah, straight fuck it. Not a mean fuck it. Not a hateful fuck it. Just a regular fuck it. That's it.
That's all. Except that's positive.
In this case, it's positive.
How about this, Cody? Give it a high fuck it.
There you go. High fuck it. Enthusiastic fuck it.
If there's such a thing as a high fuck it, okay.
Yeah, it's like right between a low stream it and a fuck. It's a high fuck it. It's got a little grain of salt in that shit, you know?
So it's a sweet fuck.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Wayne, how about you? Final thoughts, man. I know you love this movie.
Oh, fuck you. No. This
I know you hated this movie. Yeah,
this movie I did not like. Animation, okay, the voice acting is the one good thing. The music, terrible. Acting, like...
Yeah, music?
Exactly. Where was any of the music?
I must be getting old. Shit, I can't... This is the third time y'all done said this on one of these fucking views. I never listen to fucking music.
Because it's not there. It doesn't stand out like any of the Bruce Timms, you know, featured films. Yeah.
Bruce Timms was a fucking genius with music. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I would love to see him do... Luke was right. He should be doing Justice League. Why isn't he... He should be the Kevin Feige of fucking DC right now.
Yeah, well, I think everyone would agree with that. But, you know, characters, fucking Flash was abysmal. Nightwing, fucking terrible. Penguin, as you said, he looked like a Stallone on steroids, gotten older with a cane.
His legs were small and his, like, upper body was built and shit. I was like, what the fuck is that?
He looked fucking weird. Really weird. And it's like he's pissed off at the world because a bunch of chicks are like, oh, I wouldn't fuck him. And all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I would because now he's rich. It's like, okay.
He's Gotham's Penguin.
It was. It was like watching Gotham's Penguin on the animation screen. It was fucking...
Yeah.
It's the biggest crime. It was dull, boring. You know what, Cody? I think if kids like it, they wouldn't stream it. They might throw this into a stream and fucking let it wash away. But otherwise... Nah, it was...
Wayne, would that be the same stream that Penguin found that sandwich?
Yeah, you could throw it in that stream to get that sandwich from that fisherman. You know, at least Gotham, that's got some moments that are entertaining. But this was just dull and boring. So you might give it a straight-up fuck it. I will give it a mighty old fuck it. Fuck it in the balls. Fuck it in the DVD player. Fuck it in the Blu-ray player. I don't want to watch this shit ever again.
Fuck it in the balls.
I'm over it.
Fuck it in the balls. I guess you got to
fuck
hole in that
in
ball.
Balls.
No, did not like it. Did not care for it.
You know, I think I was expecting more. And I don't mean more in a good way. I mean, I was expecting some abysmal shit. I was expecting the worst of the worst. And Wayne, you just said it right now, the worst I got out of it was just boring. I didn't gravitate towards anything. I mean, it wasn't for me, basically. Yep. I didn't end up hating it, though, as much as Wayne did. I don't know why. I was wanting to, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, when I first started watching it, I was I'm going to rip the shit apart. But literally, I have nothing to say about it because...
Yeah, but that's the reason I hate it so much, is that, you know, there are things that we can hate so easily, but because it was boring, made me hate it more.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason.
Any rating with this, I understand completely where it's coming from, too. This literally just shows us we never got any cartoons. Shit, we're gonna be on YouTube looking up old shit now because we ain't never gonna get a new cartoon, especially from the DC universe. My God, when the last time they made a good fucking cartoon now?
Oh,
I'll wait.
Shit.
Young Justice.
Yeah. That was the last good one.
And what did they say for that? Oh, well, you know, it's just not gravitating to a full audience. We'll replace it with Beware the Batman.
Oh,
so that went.
We'll replace it with this shit now, Animal Instinct.
Yeah.
Basically, they don't mean full audience. They mean children 5 and younger. Because I don't see what adult would gravitate towards this and be like, all right, hey, I'm cool, you know. What the fuck is this? You know, we got that Arrow show, the Teen Titans Go and shit like that. It's just like, wow, you really dumbed all this shit down. I'm not even a huge fan of the original Teen Titans, but I think it was at least mature enough to where adults and young teens can watch it.
But mm-hmm.
New shit, my God, this shit right here, it's just some... I watched like 2 episodes of that shit, and I just baffled out of my fucking mind of what was going on. I know what's going on. I mean, the animation and all of this shit that DC does now, it's just all over the place. Like, it's sloppy looking. It looks like shit. It's just like, how much blotches of color can we throw on the screen to just say that kid will get excited about seeing that? And it's just like, oh, DC animation, you better than this. You're better than this. Like Luke said, Bruce Timm, man. I seriously think, and I know that they never said this, but Warner Brothers must have told him something that pissed him the fuck off. But they did something to him because...
Zack's doing Batman versus Superman.
Probably so. He's worked with Warner Brothers in DC for almost 3 fucking decades. And for him to just ceremoniously leave the way he did and not give a thank you or anything like that and not ever be called on any of the live action shit or anything like that... Him and the execs at Warner, I'm just saying they never got along. It must have been. Either they had an ego or he had an ego of telling them, this sounds stupid, we ain't doing it that way or something.
I think what really happened was Jean McCurdy, who was like manager of all the animation then, she mm-hmm. actually left. And when she left, I think he decided, fuck, because she's the one so responsible. She did the Beetlejuice cartoon. She did... Animaniacs, she did the Batman animation. She hired his ass.
So basically, she did all the good shit.
Yeah, basically. And when she decided to go, he didn't really have any, not allies, but like, you know, a boss who he found respectable. And that's when I think he just fucked off, really.
Well, I didn't know if it was her or not, but I heard when a manager had left, they wanted him to start incorporating the New 52 into some of the animations and the movies, at least. And he was like, I think the New 52 is stupid, and I don't want to do that. And that's after that, you hear no more words from him. Then next, like a month later, oh, he's leaving the animation team. It's just like, oh, okay, well.
This is where Marvel should say, come on, Bruce Timms, come over to our world.
That would be fucking awesome because I need some Bruce Timm animation in my life. I think that's something.
Because that's
I need
the one thing
on.
Marvel really been lacking. Their animation haven't been up to par with some of the DC shit, so why not?
They're not even nowhere near close. I can say this about those animations from Marvel. At least they're not fucking god awful like this shit is. Like, those Marvel animations is just like whatever what if movies.
Yeah, they're forgettable, but they do have some good ones occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, like, good for, like, standards, like, when you review it and watch it, yeah, it's okay, but, like, would you ever go back to them?
There's no Red Hood or Mask of the Phantasm, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, DC animation back in the day, those were, like, you know, you go back to watch those. Those had a standard and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, these animations that they doing, I mean, it started with Justice League War. They've been some dog shit, and I don't know if you guys seen that sequel to Justice League War at War on Atlantis.
I haven't seen Justice League War, and I don't plan to.
You watch it with Luke. You said you was going to watch it with Luke.
Yeah, his face doesn't look happy.
Luke, CJ, do me a favor, my man.
CJ warned me all about that at my wedding.
Movie. Watch that movie, Luke. Do me a favor and watch it. Do it.
Is it as good as Batman Forever? I really like that movie.
No, it's as good as Under the Red Hood. Trust me.
All right. We'll do that in the next few years sometime.
No. You got to do it like next week or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe they missed out on that film, Cody.
I can't believe we did either. Terrible.
Yeah, so,
I know.
Yes.
Because we're reviewing all the Bond movies at the moment. Once we finish that, then we'll do that. I think.
Oh, I can't wait for this Batman shit. Oh, that's cool. Oh. Alrighty then. Well, then never mind. Let me not rush you guys. I'm actually having a hard choice here because I do recognize that this is made for kids and not us no more. This ain't our Batman no more. But at the same time, I could give two shits about it. So, I'll just go very low stream it. I'll never watch this again, but I do recognize that kids will get some excitement from this. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It makes no sense. Every other character in here looks like some Saturday morning, fresh off the page cartoon sketch or something like that. And I know that that's what they like, but you kids are kind of fuckwits nowadays, so I'm just going to go low stream it.
Yeah, so it fits in perfectly with them. Boring, bland kids.
Kids are fuckwits nowadays, and they don't know any better. And why should they know any better, though, especially when they grew up or was born when this was made? They didn't have the animated series and shit like that. They don't know what it is unless one of us tells them about it. Not like they have the options of finding it that very easily because motherfucking streaming services sometimes don't necessarily put them all up, but they have no excuse in that because actually they are up, so...
Yeah, like, I don't get some of the kid cartoons. I get Pokemon, Naruto, Narati, or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, those are anime, though.
Yeah, I know, but they're still shit.
Naruto.
Naruto is shit. I'll
get
that.
CJ says Naruto is the greatest animation ever.
Well, CJ's a fuckwit, though. Come on. CJ can't even fucking be on time, let alone know what the greatest thing is ever. Come on now. Shit. He can't even put a sandwich down, let alone know what the... Come on now. Shit. He thinks every sandwich he didn't eat was fucking the greatest sandwich ever. Come on. Shit.
I know he loves his KFC.
Oh, fat fuck.
Oh, God.
Well, that was a very sad and disappointing... I was expecting a terrible fucking clusterfuck, but I didn't get that, so it's disappointing.
Yeah.
But the next time we be back here will be Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Oh,
you love that.
I'm excited for waiting to watch that, aren't you?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
No. Wayne's soft ass.
You're going to love it.
He's ready. Gearing up. Yeah. Gearing up, aren't you, Wayne?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the next animated film, because Wayne has the privilege. Actually, it's not Wayne. It's Cody now, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was Wayne's turn, right?
What was the last one we did? It was,
Batman Forever.
No, the animated one.
Oh, shit.
Robin, right?
Damn, what was the last? Shit.
Shit. Was it that long ago? Shit.
I honestly...
Damn.
I can't remember.
I think he was out of town, wasn't you? No, it couldn't have been that long ago. That was back in fucking July.
We did something after Batman versus Robin. What it was. What the
I
fuck?
I think it was Batman versus Robin.
Hang on. I'm on.
Yeah, it was Batman versus Robin. That's the one I was out of town for.
And that was Wayne's choice.
Yeah.
So it's Cody's turn.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
This is no way it could be that long ago.
That's a shame, Cody, because you actually missed out on a good one for us.
Yeah, I know.
No. We did Justice League Doom. Justice League Doom we did.
Oh. That was Cody's choice, wasn't it?
Was that? Yeah. That was my choice, yeah. So was that?
So it is Wayne's turn in.
Oh, fuck, okay. This is all getting right. Confusing.
Man, that was Cody's choice.
But that movie was forgettable. Yeah, we even forgot we even reviewed it.
That's because we've seen this shitty one. That's why. That shit ones make you forget. So it was Wayne's turn then. Wayne. Lay us down, my man.
All right, well, we've done DC, so I think we head back to the Marvel universe for a little bit.
I thought we did them all.
And I know, I know, P1, you love this character. I know you love seeing this guy's origin over and over again.
I already know who you're talking about now.
So we're going to do Marvel Knights Wolverine Origin. Because I know you love Wolverine's origin so much, you just want to redo it again. And I've never seen this movie, so...
I already knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, well, there you go then. Perfect.
I already knew you was going to fucking say that. I saw it, I was just like, oh, great. Wolverine some more.
I think that says it all, Cody.
You know, it's funny. He was supposed to do this with CJ, but that nigga forgot that he picked a fucking TV show instead at that one time, and then he just stopped showing up. And that's his ass got replaced with you. So, yeah, I remember this piece of shit. People, if you don't know that, this was a Marvel Knights production. Yes. Marvel Knights. They brought up such classics as a, well, I think was the greatest superhero of all time, Punisher Warzone.
Well, see, I know in this, because I looked it up just then, I was like, it's a six-part series that is a movie, if you know what I mean. So I was like, does it count? And I was like, well, to me it does.
Basically, you just say, I don't give a fuck. So
yeah, pretty much. But there you go, people.
I hate this guy. I really do.
Hey, me! You fucking made me watch Twilight, motherfucker!
You ain't watched it yet.
Yeah, but I'm gonna. And the worst thing is, I told James... No, I told Jamie.
Twilight, so shut up.
Now listen to this. No, you fucking listen. I told Jamie I need to watch Breaking Dawn Part 1. She's like, oh, good, we can watch the rest of them. Fuck you. Fuck you. All right? That is bullshit. I'm not having to watch that.
To win it.
Fuck that.
You want to watch that?
Cody, he's going to watch the whole franchise before we get done.
Damn.
I'm going to look like Sean Connery at the end of Zardos.
He's going to be able to remind us. That's going to be awesome.
See what you've done? See what you've put me through?
I remember years ago when Wang used to call Luke a sucker for having to go see Smurfs and shit like that because of a dime.
Yeah.
Looks like the shoe is on the other foot this time, huh, Wang?
You know what? You can always chop your feet off, though.
I think I would rather watch Smurfs than the whole fucking Twilight series.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
I would rather watch that. Hey, don't forget, Wang, you lost a bet to Cody not too long ago where you got to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks a week after Star Wars.
I've got to watch it. It doesn't mean I can't download that shit.
You can take Adalia, because Adalia wants to see it. I'll go see Star Wars.
You can get fucked.
I even told Adalia, your brother-in-law gets to bond with you that weekend. And she said, why? And I said, because he gets to go see a movie that I know you'll be excited to go see. It's a really highly anticipated film. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks 3.
I'm going to bring a scarecrow. Just do myself up. Put in a chair and go, hey, I'm off to go to the toilet. I'll be back.
Don't forget about Road Chip, Wayne. That's all you got.
Road Chip. That's what it's called.
Road Chip.
Fucking retarded, Paul. Where is your sister? Where is your... Where's my sister-in-law? Fuck.
Oh,
man. Let's end this shit.
Luke, I almost want to say that those two should just do the review together.
I would, yeah, but like they're just getting a fight because she loves anything cute. And Wayne, now that he's soft...
Wayne just puts up a front. He loves that shit, too, though. That's the thing.
Oh, his fucking high squeaking voice. Let's end this shit. Let's get out of here.
Well, people, that's been another edition.
He bought his girlfriend a nice Italian dinner on the Riviera last night and saying how beautiful the river was during the night. Then he bought her a rose and it's his fucking birthday.
I did not buy her a rose and I did not say how beautiful it was. I did buy dinner.
He said it's a picture-perfect Kodak moment that he's going to remember for the rest of his life.
Now, you know my brother's full of shit and he's retarded. He was dropped on his head.
On your birthday? Wow.
P1, awesome. Remind me, next time we do a review and he's ass is here, to lock him out of my fucking room.
No, I like when Luke's here for one of them. That just confirms everything me and Cody's been saying about you.
I hate you all.
Now me and Paul don't feel should so see, bad.
I'm in his room. He used to have Game of Thrones shit and all that up and animation. He has four photos of this chick all around the bed. All around, like fucking kinda looking down upon him from up on high. I have three photos, thank you very much. Three. I will even show you the three of them. I have a Rocky poster up there. He-Man up there. And he has a bigger the same photo blown up in the lounge room.
Damn, Wayne is Cody. Wayne is sprung.
I will prove.
You think?
Man, he's got photos of a chick around his bed. Jesus Christ!
My God,
it's not. Luke exaggerates. He even bought a new bed so she could fit in here with him. What's wrong with that? That I admit. I like to be comfortable, thank you very much.
Hey, Luke, I hate to say this, but if they ever break up, you might want to watch your brother on the suicide list. Damn, this is damn near up there with that. Like, if she ever decided to say Wayne ain't working out, I could only imagine.
Why would she leave this charming, wonderful man?
I'm not gonna lie.
Did you hear about the painting he did?
Funny as fuck. I did not do a painting.
Did you hear about the painting he did, Cody? You must have seen that.
Oh,
the gigantic photo of them.
Yeah, I did see the painting.
And then he did two hearts. What is it? Two hearts as one, which is a line out of the Karate Kid 2. You can blame Craig for that. Craig did that up for me. Shut the fuck up, P1. How did this review turn into a shit old Wayne day? This is my dream, my fucking birthday!
Oh,
fuck you all.
Wayne, man.
Fuck you all.
Wayne.
Ignorant motherfucker.
Where art thou, Wayne?
We're ending this shit. See you later, people.
Where's my Wayne at? I want my Wayne back. I want my old Wayne back. This
Wayne has been replaced by a vagina.
Oh, my God. Hey, Cody, no wonder he ain't got time to update fucking iTunes. That nigga's doing paintings and shit like that.
I wasn't doing the painting, you fucking idiot.
Oh, shit, you know what, Wayne? I'm going to leave you alone then. Oh. You know what? Fuck iTunes. You got to get back to your paintings and stuff. Hey,
I did not paint it. Fuck you, Cody, for sharing that shit.
There it is that makes Jamie happy as far as painting.
Oh, man.
Happy songs on them.
I'll bring you in here.
Idris Elba, dude.
Idris Elba. How dare you compare me to Idris Elba? How dare you?
Real life version of that video.
How dare you? How dare you? Compare me that.
It's true.
I'm not an ignorant black bloody accordion player, motherfucker. He was playing the accordion when we were away too. That was the organ, not the accordion.
Wayne, it's the Australian boy. He just Elba.
Oh shit! I can't tell you no more.
Oh, get out of my room! Let's end this shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Well, people, that was Animal Instincts, apparently.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wait. Take that wolf off Skype now. You ain't no...
I know. Well, people, I'm Wayne, and I'm out of here. I'm off to celebrate what's left of my birthday that's now in ashes.
Oh, you sure you're going to go celebrate yours, or are you going to go buy more shit for someone else?
No. I did not buy her a rose. That is bullshit. Yeah,
hey, out of the two of you, who do you think I'm going to believe? Come on now. It's going to be Luke. Come on.
Luke is a twisted, demented fucking lunatic.
Yeah, but Luke makes sense, though, when he talks.
What? He doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he does make sense. Luke is a fair one out of you two.
Luke's a lunatic.
Nah, he's a smart lunatic.
People, I'll end it with this. Everything is a lie. I am not what they see.
You know what's funny about this? Is Tom Brady's probably having a fucking good-ass time listening to this.
Oh, movie. He's probably fucking a horse as we speak.
Well, people, that's been another
thank you.
Falling at the movies. I'm phenomenal.
Stop picking on him.
See, she's backing me up.
Stop being so mean.
That's Jamie.
Yes, it's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, you back the fuck off, P1.
What happened to your boyfriend? Why is he a bitch now, all of a sudden? What happened to his balls, by the way?
Well, you're obviously not getting any.
Not from him, no. He hasn't given me
since he met you. Yeah, I'll give it to you, P1.
He hasn't fucked me since he met you.
I've never fucked you at all.
What are you talking about, Wayne?
I'll get AIDS from your ass. You know that.
Wayne's in denial, Jamie. I don't know if you know this or whatever and stuff, but... Yes. Where are your balls at, Wayne, is what we want to know. Anyway, hold on, let me finish the show.
Let's get out of here.
I'm Cody.
And I'm working with two fucking morons.
Stop us. But he will.
I got him.
Tear him apart.
I've got one.
Look for it on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Get ready for a beast of a battle.